This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Listeners, I'd like to introduce you to Kathy Swift. She's a nutritionist who designs curriculum for Food is Medicine and a co-author of a book on digestion, very cleverly called The Inside Track. We're talking about digestion, and we might as well start off with why digestive health is so important.
It is so vitally important because many chronic health problems have their origins in the digestive tract. And this is because every time we eat, we are ingesting information. And this information has to be digested and absorbed in the body to keep all our cells, organs, and systems healthy. And so I often refer to our digestive tracts as our highway to health, or it can be our pathway to pathology and problems.
I like the way you say
that. So, you know, and interestingly, we have an epidemic of digestive disorders, whether it's reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, celiac, gluten intolerance. I mean, quite a few, but most interestingly is there are a number of disorders, including autoimmune conditions, neurological problems, and even, you know, depression and anxiety that are related to the integrity of our digestive tracts.
Well, Kathy, what you're telling us that there's a good reason that the most popular sales of over-the-counter remedies are for digestive symptoms. Let's go on and talk about, is there something about our diet that is fueling the digestive problems?
You bet there is. Our diets are loaded with many of the wrong types of foods, processed foods that are high in sugar, low in fiber, and really missing key nutrients important for health. We're also ingesting some foods that could be triggering adverse reactions in the body and disrupting our immune system, since most of our immune system is in the digestive tract.
Well, you've said that very well, and we repeat it, and it bears repeating. So what is the takeaway message? Let's have some tips for our listeners with regard to how they can improve their digestive health.
Well, there's a process I refer to as weed and seed. It's almost like fixing and rebooting a computer, you know, that gets a virus. And the weeding means that we take a look at our diet, we remove offensive foods. We often might start with the sugar load. It might be the wheat or dairy. So we weed out, you know, toxic ingredients and such. We also might consider removing if there's overgrowth of yeast or possibly an infection that could be problematic. And then the seeding is that we restore the integrity by feeding our inside tracts whole foods that are anti-inflammatory, and we may also use both pre- and probiotics to keep our friendly bacteria in the gut healthy. And we might even use repair nutrients such as glutamine or digestive enzymes. So all those things can be helpful.
Well, thank you. Good tips, and thank you for being with us, Kathy.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm glad that, you know, hopefully your listeners will make digestive health a priority.
Just a reminder, listeners, the conference Food as Medicine is coming up soon, June 7th to June 10th, sponsored by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for joining us. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I'll be back next week. Dana Lake is on vacation, and she'll be returning the week after next. Next week, don't forget to tune in. I'll have Dr. Ali Safayan, who is a local medical doctor and specializing in endocrine issues, and he's going to be talking to us about bioidentical hormones and sharing his over 30 years of clinical experience when it comes to dealing with hormonal imbalances. He is a wealth of resource and knowledge. You will definitely not want to miss that show. Today, of course, we've got something great lined up for you. Really excited to have my special guest on the phone, and we're going to be discussing a topic that I think is not discussed enough. And this is a really fun topic today, because this is one of the things that when I sit down and I talk to people and I talk to patients on a day-to-day basis, whenever we bring up this subject, as much as people tend to know about nutrition, they're always surprised when they hear this. It does seem to be a provocative topic in the world of nutrition, and many people still don't get this. And my special guest, Carlene Karst, who is a registered dietitian, is going to be helping us shed light on this issue. And so I'm really excited for today's show. Now, before we launch into it, just want to make a couple quick mentions. Number one, if you like our show, please let your friends and family know. Please also know that you can download all of our previously recorded shows by going to the Village Green website, which is www.myvillagegreen.com, and you click on the little radio show icon, a little microphone icon on the right-hand side of the homepage, and that'll take you to the archive show section. You can download all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. You can stream them right there on your computer, or you can actually also download them as like a podcast. So you can throw them on your iPod or MP3 player or whatever it is, and listen to it while you run, while you drive, whatever it might be. And I do this all the time. I always love listening to Dana shows, the ones that I miss. I'll listen to them on my drive into work or my drive home. And we've got so many great guests and so much great information. It really is a wonderful resource. So I want to introduce my special guest, Carlene Karst. She's a registered dietitian and is a leading health specialist in nutrition and natural medicine, and is dedicated to improving the health of society by sharing her knowledge. Growing up on the family farm in a community dedicated to supporting agriculture, Carlene is aware of the importance of wholesome living and of the toll of our modern lifestyles and diets have taken on our health. Co-authoring the national bestseller Healthy Fats for Life and her latest book, The Metabolic Syndrome Program, How to Lose Weight, Beat Heart Disease, Stop Insulin Resistance, and More, is part of Carlene's efforts to encourage people to get back to the basics of nutrition to live a long, healthy life. Carlene holds a Bachelor of Science in Nutrition from the University of Saskatchewan, Canada, and is a registered dietitian. She writes for health and nutrition publications, serves on the editorial board for Alive magazine, and appears on radio and television shows across North America. Carlene is a highly sought-after, enthusiastic, and passionate individual who is a frequent guest speaker at nutrition trade shows and educational events around North America. Carlene, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Sure. Did I say Saskatchewan right?
You did very good. Yeah. It's not an easy word to say, especially if you read it. You're going, whoa, how do you pronounce that?
It's a fun one to say.
Canada,
so today we're talking about, I've alluded to this topic, and today we're talking about fats. And you're going to give us a lot of great information. You've obviously written this book on fats, Healthy Fats for Life. And this is a topic, as I mentioned, that, you know, a lot of people don't fully understand. We're still, as much as there's been a wave of information and education out there about eating healthy, and people are buying organic and moving away from processed food and fast food and sugars and sweets and refined carbohydrates, there's, you know, saturated fats and trans fats are getting pulled out of foods. There's been a whole health revolution when it comes to nutrition, but there's still a huge gap in knowledge about fats. People are still scared to death of fats. And, you know, what I want you to help our listeners understand in today's show is why we don't need to be afraid of fats, and more importantly, why we need to embrace the good quality fats in our diets and how critical that is to the health of ourselves and the health of our bodies. So I would love for you to do some intro. You've written a book on it. You're writing another book on it. You lecture about it all the time. You know, help listeners understand sort of how we came to be so fearful of fats, and some of the basic concepts about why we need to not be so fearful.
Right. Well, absolutely. And you know what? Thanks for that introduction, because you're so right. And I think that the silver lining in what I see when I travel across Canada and the United States is that people who come to my lectures and my seminars and are reading about nutrition, we are becoming a lot more sophisticated, and consumers are becoming a lot more knowledgeable about nutrition. And this is thanks to, of course, the help from the internet, good or bad, to the numerous books and articles and magazines that focus on health, focus on nutrition, yet still probably, since the beginning of my career until now, one of the most misunderstood topics has been about fat and about fat in our diet, fat in our cooking, fat with cooking oils, and then what types of fats that they should be supplementing with. And it is one of those things that people don't realize, that we need good fat in our diet, and it works on a very basic cellular level, which we can continue to talk about as we go through this radio program. And it's one of those things that I think there's been so much fear instilled in people that if you eat fat, death is imminent. You're going to get heart disease. You're going to get diabetes. And there's just been so much misinformation over the last 20, 30 years, starting in the beginning of the low-fat era that reigned supreme through much of the 80s and into the early 90s, in this mantra of if you eat fat, you're going to get fat. And we saw this massive influx of low-fat foods, everything from low-fat cookies, chips, crackers, low-fat yogurt, low-fat milk, low-fat sour cream and cottage cheese, and low-fat essentially everything. Yet I still think what people don't understand is, and even last night I did a public lecture on this exact topic, that when you take the fat out of food, it needs to be replaced with something, because you've got a great missing gap of space, of molecules, and of nutrients. And in 9 times out of 10, what it's being replaced with is sugar. Mm-hmm. And even when it comes to the topic of dairy, which has become quite provocative and quite controversial for people, they are so surprised to hear you mean that in a skim or 1% milk, there's going to be more sugar than there would be in the whole version. And yes, absolutely, that's just exactly what's happening. And so I think when we look at disease rates and the prevalence of what we know as lifestyle diseases of type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, it of course, in my opinion and from what I've seen, has more to do with the massive amounts of sugar and refined carbohydrates in our diet as opposed to the fat. And so it's really come full circle, and I think we're seeing so many amazing trends developing, from people cooking with coconut oil, which when I was studying to be a dietitian was like branded as the worst nutritional evil you could ever consume in your diet, is coconut oil. And now, of course, in the health food store, in the health food arena, and even in more mainstream grocery, coconut oil, you can hardly keep it on the shelf because it's becoming so popular. So I do believe we're coming full circle, and I believe that the understanding is there, yet there's still a lot of misinformation, and that's one of my passions, is clearing up some of this misinformation and getting everybody set on the right path in terms of what they should be eating in the day, and then what supplements they should be bringing into their regime.
So are you familiar with any of, you know, where this misinformation originally came from? I believe it was from some research in the 70s and 80s where they were feeding mice really high fat, high cholesterol diets, and it was contributing to heart disease. And it was based on some of those animal studies that they started to sort of extrapolate that we needed to get fat out of the diet. Do you know anything about any of that research?
That's absolutely where it came from. And in fact, in the 1970s, there was a real backlash against saturated fat. And that was essentially when food manufacturers started to remove the saturated fat from the diet and replace it with more processed polyunsaturated fats. And we know that polyunsaturated fats, such as linoleic acid, can have benefit to our health and to our body. But everything needs to be balanced out. And so not necessarily taking all this saturated fat out of food is not necessarily the right thing to do. And there was actually, I had just read this because I'm researching for my new book, but I had just read this meta-analysis that was published in 2010 in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, in which they looked at 21 studies that correlate the risk of heart disease and stroke to saturated fats. And so they reviewed these studies, and the researchers actually concluded that there is no significant evidence that dietary fat
especially saturated fat, is associated with an increased risk of heart disease or stroke. And I think that that's really interesting. And that was a summary of 21 studies that have been done on this topic.
Well, it is interesting because you do see it play out in some cultures. You know, like you look at the Inuit population where they consume huge amounts of saturated fat from, you know, the whale blubber and seal blubber that they eat, yet their rates of heart disease are extremely low. Or you look at populations that live near the equator that consume large amounts of coconut oil and coconut fats. And again, some of these populations that consume huge amounts of fat actually have the lowest rates of heart disease. So it doesn't seem to be this one to one, you know, one plus one equals two kind of formula with fats. There seems to be a lot more to the story, but Americans have been so scared of fats for so long that the idea of eating higher fat foods is just absolutely terrifying to most people. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about this topic a little, obviously a lot more, in a lot more depth, and discuss what are some of the fats that you want to be focusing on, because there still is some differences in regards to what fats are good and what fats are bad. Correct, Carlene? I mean, we're not just talking about going out and eating every kind of fat that's out there. You need to be careful in what you choose.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So I want to share all of that with you when we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by The Village Green. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a local health and wellness pharmacy as a staple of nutrition and health and wellness information here in the Bethesda area for over 40 years. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I will be back next week. My co-host Dana Lake is on vacation, but will be returning shortly. We're talking today about fats, and this is a great topic. I can't remember the last time we really had an entire radio show program specifically geared at just discussing the misconceptions behind behind fats in our diet. In the last segment, we talked about some of those misconceptions and how they came to be based on some research that was done in the early 70s, and how as we pull fats out of the diet, this is something we didn't discuss, Carlene. And for everybody who's just tuning in, I have on the phone with me Carlene Karst, who is a registered dietitian. She is a co-author of a national best-selling book, Healthy Fats for Life, and her latest book, The Metabolic Syndrome Program, How to Lose Weight, Beat Heart Disease, and Stop Insulin Resistance and More, is part of Carlene's efforts to encourage people to get back to the basics of nutrition. She's a very sought-after lecturer and educator around North America. So, Carlene, thanks for being on the show with us today.
My pleasure.
And what we didn't talk about in the last segment was how, you know, when you look at rates of heart disease, when you look at when the food companies and when the trend started to pull fats out of the American diet and replace them a lot with low-fat foods, which were very high in carbohydrates and higher in sugar, we actually saw rates of heart disease skyrocket, which is really interesting to notice that trend and how fats may have been a part of that and removing fats from the diet.
And we got fat.
Right. And we got fat, which
and
is,
we got fat.
Which is a whole nother thing that we're going to definitely spend time talking about today, is blowing out of the water this misconception that fat makes you fat. That is so absolutely not true. And there are diets out there, popular diets that people follow, that follow this, and they have people eating low calorie and low fat. And it just is not a sustainable way to lose weight because nobody can stick to those diets. But before we get there, let's, Carlene, talk a little bit about, you know, we've talked about, well, don't be afraid to include fats in your diet. But what does that mean? We're not talking about going out and eating fried food and eating, you know, really unhealthy fats. Like, what, how do we differentiate what fats are okay to eat, what fats we really should stay away from, and why? What's the science in our body that dictates which ones are good for us and which ones aren't?
Well, I think there's two issues with this. And I think that there's the kind of fat that you need to bring into your food, and then it's the way you cook your food. So you made a great point when you're saying don't eat fried food and fried chicken and fried potatoes and fried. That's not the kind of fat that you and I are speaking on, or certainly not the cooking method that we would choose to cook our food. So when it comes to selecting food, I think there are different categories of fat that need to be incorporated into the diet. And these are termed as good healthy fats. Healthy fats that are essential for our body because our body can't make them, so we need to rely on our diet to get them. The problem with the North American diet is it tends to provide too much of the processed fats, too many of the fried fats, too many hydrogenated oils, and these are the worst type of fat for you. And yes, when you look at rates of disease, those type of fat, especially from hydrogenated oils, will increase your risk of cancer and heart disease and diabetes. So very simple, if you are not cooking food yourself and you are buying packaged and processed food, you are likely going to be increasing your consumption of these unhealthy fats. But it's pretty easy to figure out, because all you need to do is be a little investigator and look at your label, look at the ingredient listing, and look for some key words. Look for words like trans fats, like hydrogenated oils, like soybean oil. These are some of the indicators that this particular food you're about to eat doesn't have the right type of fat that we're looking for, essentially.
Okay, so overheating and mishandling the fats from fried foods is obviously a no-no. Looking at packaged foods and looking at these trans hydrogenated fats, which so many companies are actually voluntarily pulling out of their food because of the backlash that we've seen in the research over the last 5 years. Yep. And those are some key fats to get out. What about other fats that people are kind of confused about, you know, like what about, you know, you cook bacon and there's a lot of fat in bacon, or there's a lot of fat in other kinds of meats and animal-based fats. I mean, what's... Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely the processed red meats, like you said, bacon, like hot dogs, any kind of processed red meat would be something we would want to avoid in our diet, because it will increase and has been responsible for these trends with these lifestyle diseases of obesity and heart disease and diabetes. Does this mean that you can't have meat? No, not at all, because saturated fat overall has really been blown out of proportion in terms of what it can do to your health. So I am a person that needs to eat meat. I am not a vegetarian. I could never function without meat. I just require it. I don't know if it's because of my blood type or what it is. That doesn't mean that I have a big steak every single day. So we're talking small servings, 1 to 2 times a week of red meat, because meat and animal-based products do provide saturated fat for the body. Now, saturated fat has some benefit. We can produce energy from saturated fat. It can be used to manufacture hormones. It can be used to manufacture vitamin D. Saturated fat actually can play a role in the body. It also produces certain types of inflammatory and anti-inflammatory hormones and a balance of that. So it doesn't have the entire negative effect that we once thought it did. Yet, we still have to be cautious of what we're doing with that saturated fat, how we're cooking it, and how often we are eating it. So we want to minimize. It's not something that we want to eat every day. So 1 to 2 times a week, small portion size, something that you can fit into the palm of your hand would be the appropriate size if you were going to have a steak, if you're going to eat this particular red meat that contains saturated fat. That's what we would want to look at. Now, in this animal fat category, it does get a little bit more complicated because this is when we see something like butter. Butter, again, for years we were told, don't eat butter. Butter is bad for you. You're going to get heart disease if you eat butter. Absolutely not. Butter is a natural fat. I am a proponent of consuming natural fats in the diet, and this is where butter trumps other processed manufactured spreads like margarines and some of the other even plant-based spreads that are available. So I say go back to eating butter. Does this mean we're going to eat a half a pound a day? No, but it can be a very safe form of fat to incorporate into the diet. Same thing with dairy foods. Okay, so we've seen tons of controversy, and this, in my opinion, is probably one of the most daunting aisles in the grocery store. When you walk down that dairy aisle, it's so confusing because within the dairy category, we've got cheese, we've got yogurt, we've got milk, we've got sour cream and cottage cheese and various versions of fat that exist within those particular food items and food products. And for years we were told, incorporate dairy into your diet, but only the low fat or the fat free. And this is, again, where the trend is going, is that, no, that's not the case. We need to bring our diet, if you're going to consume dairy, you need to bring it back to the full fat. I'm a proponent of whole milk and full fat Greek yogurt. And if you're going to use sour cream, you use the real kind. Because we want to have these natural fats the way that it was intended to be eaten. And, for example, on the milk topic, if you look at whole fat or whole milk, or you look at a 1% milk, chances are, depending on the manufacturer, the 1% milk is going to have more sugar than the whole milk. Milk and fat has a very satisfying appeal to it. So a little really does go a long way. And I think anyone will agree with me, if you eat yogurt, you either eat a fat-free or a full-fat, you're going to feel much more satisfied when you're consuming the full-fat yogurt because the fat is very satisfying, very filling, and it provides incredible mouth appeal and taste appeal. And this is one of the benefits of consuming these full-fat in our food.
Absolutely. And what people don't understand about saturated fats is our cellular membrane, our cellular structure is composed of many, many different fats. And we need some of these saturated fats to give our cellular membrane the support and that rigidity of structure that it needs and enable to be able to function properly. Now, if all you eat is saturated fats and you eat way too many of them and you eat poor quality fats, your cell membrane can actually become overly rigid and can become basically not as plastic as before. It's like that concept of hardening of the arteries. So this balance of saturated fat and polyunsaturated fat from olive oils and other sources is really important. And the other topic that I want to touch on, Carlene, that I'm sure you're a huge proponent of, is the fats that are in the foods that you consume that are animal-based are going to have different health properties for you depending on what the animal itself ate. So if you go out and you eat a steak, like last night I had grass-fed steak for my dinner. And the grass-fed piece of it means that the cow only ate grass. If the cow only ate grass, the cow is going to produce healthier fats in its body than if it was fed grain. Cows were not meant to eat grain. That's why they're ruminating animals and have 4 stomachs, because they're supposed to digest grass and more difficult to digest things. When they consume that green-based food, they make higher levels of omega-3s, which are the good essential fatty acids. When we consume those, that has a better benefit on our body. The same goes true when you're eating dairy products or like butter. If you can get butter from grass-fed cows, exactly, the omega-3 content, the GLA content, the other good fats in the butter are going to be much higher than if the cow was fed grain. So there are even some splitting of some hairs beyond just low fat and no fat. It really will behoove you to try and get these animal fats from animals that were fed the diet that was appropriate to them, just like chickens. If chickens are eating a variety of food like flax seeds and they're out in the open eating bugs and eating grass along with some grains, the fat in their yolks is going to be a much healthier fat profile than if the chickens are just first fed with corn and soy.
Absolutely. That's such an incredible, that's such an important point to consider. And that's taking this whole argument one step further. And the other thing that I love about the grass-fed animal-based products like butter, like milk, like meat, is something called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid. And conjugated linoleic acid is a type of fat that you can either supplement with, or it comes naturally in meat and dairy products from animals that have been allowed to graze and grass feed. And if there's a real interesting time when we look at dietary intake reference, you know, examination studies that have looked at what people are eating, where they're getting their food from, and they find that when we saw this low-fat era happening, we started to see increased rates of obesity, diabetes, inflammatory diseases, etc. So at the time where we were seeing our CLA concentration in our diet go down, we also started to see obesity rates go up and cardiovascular rates go up. And it comes back to some of those natural nutrients that are found in meat and in the products from animals who have been allowed to eat the grass and eat the foods that are natural to them. And I think that's what it really comes back to. It's eating foods that are natural to us, the way that nature intended it to be. It's not natural for cows to eat grain and corn. This is what upsets the apple cart, and this is what gives them these pro-inflammatory fats in their meat. So I totally agree with you. If you can and you're able to, in your budget, commit and put this emphasis on healthy, good food, you can incorporate healthy, safe animal-based products into your diet with no negative health effects.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond that. I mean, eating a grass-fed cow ensures a much healthier cow. Breaking story this morning in the news, USDA seeks offspring of California dairy cow with mad cow disease.
Yeah.
So again, you know, here's another case. We haven't really seen one since, I think, 2003 or since 2006 of mad cow disease, which is bovine spongiform encephalopathy. And there's really thought that this is spread through contaminated feed, because one of the terrible practices that they use in the cattle industry is to sometimes feed cows actually other dead cows, which cows are not meant to eat any kind of other animal. And this sort of, you know, exponentially increases the risk of spreading mad cow disease. We do know that Europe won't even import meat from the United States because of these practices that we do here. Eating meat from a grass-fed cow or dairy products from a grass-fed cow, that cow is only raised on pasture. And if a farmer is going through the process of getting grass-fed certification, they're going to be doing a really good job to make sure that their cows are actually fed appropriately. You're going to pay more for it, but that's so the farmer can make his money and not cut corners like the big cattle industry does. So this topic has many, many different ramifications just based on a breaking news story this morning. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about some of these cooking oils, because there is a lot of myth around cooking oils. What do I cook my food in? You know, people love olive oil. They don't want butter. You know, everything should be low fat. Everybody's using nonstick Teflon, which has its own nightmare of problems, in my opinion. So what do we cook our food in that actually tastes good, that gives us good quality fats, that is, you know, a good sustainable form of oil? So that's going to be our main topic coming back after the break. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I will be back next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning after that. She's been out on vacation. So I have had the pleasure of being with you week after week, and I certainly enjoy being here. Thank you all for listening. Today, we're talking about fats and some of the misconceptions behind fats. I have on the phone with me Carleen Karst, who is a very well-respected dietitian. She is a co-author of a national best-selling book, Healthy Fats for Life, and is also has another book out, The Metabolic Syndrome Program, How to Lose Weight, Beat Heart Disease, Stop Insulin Resistance, and more, and is working now on her third book that is due out when, Carleen?
September.
And when? Where can people find that book?
The new book is called The Full Fat Solution, and it will be available in bookstores and on Amazon, of course, and probably in the health food stores as well. So
excellent.
It should be easily accessible.
Okay. So here you are now selling two books, Healthy Fats for Life, and this new book also based on fats. So obviously you have a lot to say on good quality fats, and that's what we're talking about today. You don't need to be afraid of fats. Good quality fats in the diet are absolutely 100% critically important for your overall health. Don't be afraid of them. Don't be scared of good quality fats. In the last segment, Carleen, you were talking about some of the good quality fats. You talked about full fat dairy products, and we introduced the caveat of if you can try and get them grass fed. We talked about getting some good animal based saturated fats from good quality meats like grass fed steak. What about from, and in this segment, we're going to talk about cooking oils. That's definitely something I alluded to, but let's hit on some other good quality fats like vegetarian sources. So like what about like nuts and avocados and other, you know, high fat vegetarian based foods?
Absolutely. So I mean we've been talking, like you said, about the meat based products, but you know what? Plants actually contain fat as well. And I think that's so surprising for individuals. And so incorporating green leafy vegetables into the diet, like kale and spinach and purslane, there's so many rich sources of omega-3 fatty acids, which is a really important essential fat that omega-3 has been getting tons of attention in the press and in nutrition-related books because it's really vital and really important for our health, and we tend not to get enough of it in our diet. So we can incorporate healthy green leafy vegetables into the diet in order to increase our omega-3 consumption. And then, of course, nuts and seeds, walnuts, almonds, cashews. These are other great pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds, and then all these different nuts and seeds. Flax seeds are something that I grew up on a farm in Canada, on a farm that grows flax. I've been incorporating flax seeds into my diet for years and years, and flax seeds are so tremendous, not even just for the omega-3 content, but for the fiber that comes comes from these seeds. And so nuts and seeds, green leafy vegetables, and then even things like avocados. I eat probably a half an avocado every single day. It's an omega-9 fatty acid. It's a monounsaturated fat, very rich in the Mediterranean diet where we see a lot of avocados being used. And so great for our skin, for our hair, for our nails, for energy production, for maintaining that feeling of fullness. I always find if I have a salad and I slice a half an avocado onto it, completely changes the salad and how great it makes me feel and how much longer that nutrition will last my body and keep my metabolism going. And so not just from the meat, but when we look at these healthy fats, these are some of the other foods that we want to incorporate into our diet.
So here's the thing. I mean, this is a conversation I have with so many people. And as I'm telling them, you know, to increase the amount of nuts that they eat as snacks and increase more eat avocados in your diet and talking about coconut oil and using butter, I can almost see the fear in their eyes as they go into panic because they're looking at me and thinking and they're looking at me and saying, I am going to gain so much weight on this diet. There aren't nuts so high in calories. Aren't avocados have so much fat and aren't they so high in calories? I'm going to gain so much weight. And, you know, I have to try and reassure them that actually you're going to lose weight. Can you explain this whole misconception of, you know, fat makes you fat and this whole idea that, you know, calories in and calories out is what dictates if you're going to gain weight or not? And I have found that to be the biggest myth and misconception when it comes to maintaining ideal body weight. Can you talk about this and a little bit?
For sure. I mean, it's a well-worn theory, calories in, calories out, and old. And we're excited to move beyond that and to help consumers understand that it isn't just calories in, calories out. Now, that doesn't mean it's not important to move your body every day and to exercise and, of course, balance your energy intake, because if all you do is eat and sit on the couch and sit at a desk all day, you will gain weight, okay? So you need to move your body every single day. But when it comes to this weight loss, you know, I don't even like to call it weight loss and diets and all of this whole topic that's so popular and so confusing for individuals, we need to look at what is comprising your diet, because it's 80% food, 20% exercise when it comes to losing weight. And I agree with you, people are fearful of eating fat in their diet and this thought that they're going to gain weight. And it's interesting, I look at myself and I am thinner now when I incorporate all this fat into my diet than I was 10 years ago when I ate a very carbohydrate heavy diet and a low fat diet. And so I think this is living proof. And I've had two children. My children eat tons of healthy fats. This is really important. Fats work at the cellular level. They build the cell structure in the body. So it's really difficult to have too many. When they are building the cell structure of the body, your body is not essentially storing this fat as fat and calories, it's using it to create vital cellular functions for the body. So it has a much different effect than if you're eating a piece of bread or you're consuming carbohydrates that will get converted into fat and stored in the body. When you eat healthy fats, especially the essential fatty acids, omega-3s, certain omega-6s, it actually creates a fluid cell membrane structure, produces hormones, stimulates your metabolism, prevents fat from being stored, and instead is preferentially burned for energy. And as well, new research shows that these healthy fats, especially omega-3 fatty acids found in fish, they are actually responsible for secreting and improving the balance of your hunger hormones. People have heard of leptin. People have heard of ghrelin. Leptin is a hormone that gets released to tell your body that you're feeling full. This is one of the things that omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to do in the science, is increase leptin in the body. You feel full. You feel satiated from it, and you're not feeling ravenous, and you're not feeling like you're craving other food when you have this healthy fat in the diet. So it's really twofold. It's energy production, it's cellular function, and then it creates a feeling of satiety. And all of those things together is what actually gets your body's metabolism burning, and it revs up your body's ability to burn the right type of calories for energy. And in turn, you actually start to lose weight.
Yeah, exactly. And what it does when you incorporate more fat in your diet, if I tell somebody that they should snack on almonds and nuts in the middle of the afternoon or mid-morning instead of on pretzels or potato chips or something that's higher carbohydrate, you start to impact a hormone called insulin, which we could do a whole entire show on. But insulin is what seems to be the most powerful trigger to signal your body to store any excess energy as fat. And if you start consuming higher fat foods, they have much lower sugar, as Carlene has pointed out numerous times in the show. And what that results in is lower levels of insulin secreted into the bloodstream, which then means less signaling to your body to store that energy you just consumed as fat. And that has such an important part of the process, in addition to how these fats also help your body to feel satiated, to understand that for your brain to get the signals that we don't need to overeat, that we've eaten enough, that we are actually satisfied with the food that we're taking in. So this segment, I was supposed to talk about cooking oils, and I've done about a 9-minute diversion on that, but this is a really important topic. So let's talk about this, Carlene. Cooking oils, you know, what do we use? People love olive oil, and I'm Italian. I love olive oil. I use a ton of it in my household, but, you know, it's really not the best when you're doing a lot of cooking. So what else is there? A lot of people use good old canola oil. People use margarine. People use butter. People have heard of coconut oil. There's macadamia nut oils. I mean, there's so many oils out there. Which ones are good for cooking? Which ones aren't good for cooking? And why?
So that really, when it comes to the cooking oils, the most important thing to know is the smoke point of the oil. And what that means is, what temperature can you heat that oil to before it starts to smoke and create that blue haze smoke that comes off your stove when you're cooking with an oil? When you've reached the smoke point, it really does a lot of damage to the oil if you take it beyond that. So if your oil is bubbling and smoking over top of your stove, you're actually denaturing all the healthy fats that are found in that oil, and you're creating a very toxic compound for the body that actually functions similar to what a trans fat does at the cellular level. So it's very dangerous. And this is one of the most important considerations when selecting the right type of oil. And if you're like my house, I have an entire cupboard dedicated to oils that I use in my cooking, depending on what I'm cooking and what temperature I need to cook at. So we have high heat, medium heat, low heat, and then oils that we could just add as a garnish, something like a flaxseed oil, which would be great to add to vegetables once they've already been steamed. Great to add onto salads for salad dressing. So there are various types of oils that should be used based on their smoke point, based on the use, and really being cautious with what heat we heat these oils to. When it comes to high heat cooking, one of the biggest mistakes I see are people using extra virgin olive oil to fry with. And I married into an Italian family right from southern Italy who gets their oil shipped in drums from Italy. And the oil is amazing, and it's delicious, and it's green, and it's fresh, and it tastes phenomenal. But that oil is not meant to fry with. That oil is a low-heat cooking oil. It's a beautiful fat. We don't want to destroy it by cooking it. We don't want to denature those healthy omega-9 fats that are found in olive oil. We want to preserve them. And anytime you heat something high, you are denaturing enzymes, you're denaturing fats, you're doing a lot of damage actually to food. So really being cautious of the temperature you cook food at, I think, is a really important consideration. So use your olive oil on a low to medium heat, make salad dressings out of it, garnish your food with it, use it for dipping your bread into, whatever the case may be. When it comes up to a high heat cooking, this is where we can turn to things like coconut oil. Okay, so coconut oil has a relatively high smoke point of about 375 to 385 degrees, so you can cook quite safely up until that temperature range. And you'll know, because you'll start to see the oil smoking at these high temperatures. I've also started to incorporate a lot of grapeseed oil, organic, unrefined grapeseed oil, into my cooking. And grapeseed oil also has a high smoke point, up to around 400 degrees. Pretty much higher than that, you don't really need to be cooking your food. And we really need to be cautious of how high that heat gets on our stove. And then there's a range of things that we can use in between there. There are other, you know, beautiful oils, and I know you mentioned canola oil. Canola oil is so controversial, and I think it comes from the sourcing of the rapeseed plant, which is a very Canadian crop, comes from Western Canada primarily. The fatty acid profile of canola oil is fantastic, but it's the more the sourcing of the plant and the genetically modified canola rapeseed plant. This is one of the controversial issues with it, amongst other constituents in the rapeseed plant that people are cautious of and fearful of and can be kind of toxic. But there's other oils that can be incorporated into your cooking, and it all just depends on the smoke points. We've got hazelnut, we've got macadamia, and we've got walnut oil. But really, when it comes to kind of the basics, I usually look towards the grapeseed and the coconut oil for high heat cooking, and then olive oil for anything low heat.
So let's talk some practicality stuff here, because I know, you know, having experience with some of these oils and having gotten feedback from people when you make suggestions, you know, the flavors come into play a little bit as well. So some people, I know there's a couple different kinds of coconut oil. There's expeller pressed and there's extra virgin, and some have different, more of a reminiscent flavor of coconut. Some people don't like the coconut flavor and are apprehensive about using coconut oil in their cooking because they don't want their, you know, fried egg or whatever it is
to
actually
taste
like coconut. So if you could address kind of, you know, the different types of coconut oils and which ones, you know, have less of the flavor. And then if you could talk a little bit about any of the other high temperature oils that, you know, don't have as much of a flavoring component that would add to your food, so you can keep the flavors of the food that you're cooking intact without adding a lot of influence from the oils.
That's true. And I mean, coconut oil does impart a certain flavor. Yet you're right. There are some coconut oils that are less coconut-y in their flavor and in their taste. And I agree. I don't want my eggs to taste like coconut oil either. This is actually where I incorporate clarified butter, where basically you melt the milk solids off the butter, and it creates a very neutral form of butter because it's the milk solid in the butter that's actually burning when you cook with it. Or, again, you can use – I use organic butter in my home, and I pay a lot of money for a pound of organic butter, but it's worth it. The taste is amazing. And I actually, if I'm cooking scrambled eggs for my kids, they like the taste of that with butter. And so I just keep it at a medium heat, and I just don't overcook it and overheat it. And then it's fine and it doesn't burn. It's any time you're taking that heat above its smoke point, that's when you're going to start to get the flavor from that. Anytime an oil has been refined, it typically takes away from the taste and also increases the smoke point. So if you look at coconut oil, the more refined the coconut oil is, the higher heat you'll be able to cook with it and the less flavor it will impart into your cooking. But it also, in doing that, loses some of its important nutritional properties. So we really need to be cautious of that. That's why I typically match the oil for the food. For example, with my new book, I'm doing a lot of recipes, especially very West Coast type recipes that incorporate a lot of fish. We eat a ton of halibut because we're so lucky we've got fresh halibut. Yeah. Access available to us all the time, especially starting this time of year. It's been amazing. And so halibut cooked in coconut oil is superb.
Yeah, it will definitely complement some foods. I'm sorry, Carlene, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to pick up the rest of this conversation around cooking oils, and then we're going to wrap up our show on fats. We got another few really important points to get to. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from Enzymatic Therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we've been talking with Carlene Karst, a registered dietitian, about the importance of fats in our diet and some of the misconceptions around fats. We have a few minutes left in this last segment, and I just wanted to follow up on one of our end of our conversation from last segment, and that was on some of these different cooking oils and cooking fats. And you had mentioned grapeseed oil, Carlene, as a good option for high temperature cooking. And in the break, you had let me know that it actually has a very neutral taste.
It does, very neutral taste and high smoke point up to about 400 degrees. So very nice alternative for people who are not wanting to impart that coconut flavor from coconut oil. Always when you're choosing an oil, I forgot to mention, look for the word expeller pressed on the label. That means the oil manufacturer has not used any solvents or any additional heat. They're just using the pressure from the press to squeeze the oil from either the seed or from the olive or whatever the case may be. So expeller pressed, organic when possible, with your cooking oil in order to get the most, you know, beneficial nutrients from your oil.
Okay, excellent. So we can't have a show about fats without discussing more specifically the omega-3 fatty acids. So why don't you talk about that for a little bit?
Well, omega-3 fatty acids are a must. They are one of my foundational nutrients that every single person who sees me, this is the first thing. That and probiotics are the first supplements that I make sure people are taking. Omega-3 fatty acids are those healthy fats that are found in green leafy vegetables, nuts, and seeds, but more importantly, even in the fish. And those are what's called long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, known as EPA and DHA. So when you're buying a bottle of fish oil, you can actually look at the label and look for those two words. We need to have a minimum of 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day, or a total of 1 gram, and that's at a minimum. And anywhere from 1 to 3 grams per day is the amount that we actually need to start seeing the benefit from it. So for it to be incorporated at the cell membrane structure, for it to produce anti-inflammatory hormones and provide benefit for our heart and our joints and our skin, hair, and nails, it's around that 1,000 milligrams a day. So I'm a huge advocate of incorporating fish into your diet. I know depending on where you live, that can be quite challenging. I'm a West Coast girl, Canadian, so I'm lucky I get fish all the time. But depending on where you are, not as accessible. And also the way I think people are cooking their fish also can diminish and take away from some of the healthy omega-3. So that's why always bringing it back to a healthy omega-3 fish oil supplement is a foundational nutrient.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about that extensively on the show, using fish oil and fish oil supplements to get those key omega-3 fatty acids. And they are really key for certain people in the population. We know pregnant women, we know little kids. I mean, everybody really can benefit from a healthy balance of omega-3 to omega-6s, which is was the focus of our show last week. And really how a lot of the research now is suggesting that it's not just important to just take fish oil omega-3 fatty acid supplements, but to actually make them more effective, you really have to reduce your intake of omega-6s. And as you reduce your intake of omega-6s from diet, which we discussed last week, and you incorporate more omega-3s, whether it be via food or whether it be via supplements, that's where you get the really important health benefits associated with cardiovascular protection, lowered inflammation, and a lot of the other benefits associated with fish oil. And I think that's where some of the research that we're going to see coming up in the future. So Carlene, any other closing comments on fat before we wrap up today?
Well, no, I'm really just excited to have had this opportunity, and I hope that you know, some of this information is enlightening for individuals, and that they're no longer fearful, and that they can take confidence in knowing that the right type of fat is really important for almost every single part of their body, and they should embrace it, and they should have fun with it, and they're going to feel so much better.
Absolutely. And look for Carlene Carr's best-selling book, Healthy Fats for Life, and look for her new book, which is titled, what is the title, Carlene?
Called The Full Fat Solution.
Okay, The Full Fat Solution. You said that'll be out in September?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, everybody. Well, Carlene, thank you very much. Everybody out there, thank you for listening. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with The Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, welcome to Best Buy. May I help you?
Yeah, my car's entertainment system just isn't cutting it.
Easy answer. Get an HD radio receiver, 100% free digital sound, digital traffic, and great music choices from your local HD2, HD3 radio stations.
Well, what brands do you have?
Best Buy has new expanded HD radio inventory, Alpine, Kenwood, Pioneer, JVC, with prices as low as $120.
Wow, an HD radio digital entertainment center? Show me the way. HD radio, more radio, more value.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vaccara at the White House. A top White House aide isn't saying whether a Chinese dissident who escaped from house arrest is under American protection in Beijing, as activists claim. NBC's Ian Williams has the details of Chen Guozheng's